This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. We have partly sunny skies, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, starting out at 73 degrees this morning, and it'll start to warm up quickly. Many of us have watched the Rogers Road Community fight for sewer services for a long time. The Environmental Protection Agency announced plans recently to investigate claims of racial discrimination by the Orange County Planning Department toward the neighborhood. This has created questions how much the county can do now to help, and how all will this will affect the work of the Rogers Road Task Force. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Well, we've just heard so much of the same things before. I think that this final document that will come in August should clarify a lot of things and get us back on track. That was one of the better parts of it, is that we did come up with some definite dates and times for our expectations on getting a lot of things accomplished.
That's David Caldwell, president of the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association. He was commenting on the progress that the Rogers Road Task Force made at their meeting on Wednesday. Because the neighborhood is stretched over the jurisdictions of Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County, decisions on how to provide services to the area have been challenging. That's why a task force made up of elected leaders from the three municipalities was charged with finding a solution. Rena filed the EPA complaint back in 2007, alleging that the county's failure to apply for federal grants to fund the Rogers Road sewer extension was because of intentional discrimination. Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich told WCHL prior to the task force meeting Wednesday that she was concerned that the county could not move forward with any recommendations due to the investigation. Fellow Commissioner Renee Price echoed the same sentiments at the meeting.
This is just an investigation. There may be no mediation. Who knows what's going to happen with this? Right now, it's just an investigation. We have no idea what's going to be the need for a type of settlement.
Betha Ninen, a community inclusion attorney fellow at the UNC Center for Civil Rights, the office representing Rena in their EPA complaint, said that an investigation does not mean the county's action will be halted. Rich disagreed and said that the county attorney ordered that they not vote on any final decisions. Anainen explained because it is a complaint and not a lawsuit, it most likely can't be dropped and a timeline for resolution is unknown. She said there's a possible option to seek mediation between the county and Rena through EPA investigators. Anainen additionally added that if the task force were to move forward with a recommendation for sewer infrastructure, investigators would likely work with the county at that point. Despite the looming EPA investigation, the task force did make progress on several measures. The group passed a motion to preference a $5.8 million sewer plan that will serve 86 properties. The proposal, however, is contingent upon Chapel Hill extending an ETJ to include the neighborhood. Lee Staro of the Chapel Hill Town Council explained the council's rationale to consider an ETJ extension.
I don't want to treat our first step as an immediate endorsement by all nine members of the council of an ETJ process, but we felt that if we didn't start and if we didn't get moving, we're going to keep punting the ball and not making decisions.
The task force's next and final meeting is set for August 21st, when they hope to have a final draft of what action will be taken. The next step is then to present the report to their respective boards. To read more about the decisions made at this Wednesday's meeting, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Did you know vehicle registration and taxes are processed separately? First, you receive a notice and then pay the vehicle registration. 3 months later, you receive a notice and pay your vehicle tax. From now on, the DMV will send a new combined notice that includes the vehicle registration and the vehicle tax, which will be due at the same time. For more information about changes to the vehicle registration process, please contact the Orange County Tax Office at 919-245-2100.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Ed Schultz from noon to 3 here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
6:13 at WCHL, 13 minutes after 6 o'clock, with a signature by Governor Pat McCrory, the Tax Simplification and Reduction Act will be the first change to the tax code in about 80 years. Yesterday, the House and Senate needed one more vote on the Tax Simplification and Reduction Act before it was sent to Governor McCrory for a signature. Last Monday, North Carolina's legislature unveiled the act. On Tuesday, the House and Senate tentatively voted on the bill with strong GOP approval and little liberal support. When the tax code was written in 1930, North Carolina was based on a manufacturing economy. But as the state has progressed, it has evolved into a service economy. North Carolina only taxes about 30 services, which is low compared to most states. North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird of Chapel Hill says the tax code contains so many loopholes and exemptions that she compares it to Swiss cheese. Senator Kinnaird says she thinks that expanding the sales tax would be more effective than lowering corporate and individual income taxes.
They should have, and they didn't, completely rewrite the tax code to extend the sales tax to many, many services, but then lower the sales tax rate way down. That would have given us a more accurate reflection of revenue based on what our economy is. Then what they did instead was they decided to lower the other two taxes that are the main sources of revenue, which is the individual income tax and the corporate income tax.
The legislature removed the estate tax and earned income tax credit, which Senator Kinnaird says kept about 500,000 working poor from falling into a deeper financial struggle.
Instead of doing tax reform, they've put us into a position where we have greatly disadvantaged the middle and lower classes to the advantage of people who are at the top.
Instead of a three-tier personal income tax system, the legislature is instituting a flat tax of 5.8% by 2014. With the three-tier personal income tax system, the wealthier people pay a higher percentage than the middle and lower class. With a 5.8% flat tax, everyone will pay the same percentage, which Senator Kinnaird says will impact the lower and middle classes much more than the wealthy.
Now we've taken away the graduated income tax. We have a flat tax, which will be 5.8% and finally 5.75%. Well, this means that the same rate is charged to a person making $30,000 as $300,000 as $3 million. That's just not fair.
Also starting in 2014, tax-free holidays for back-to-school shopping and Energy Star appliances no longer exist. Senator Kinnaird says this change discourages the middle and lower classes from buying school supplies. Buying less items leads to less tax revenue, which hurts the economy overall. The legislation raised the tax on mobile and manufactured homes by 30%, which also hurts the lower class that often lives in these homes. Senator Kinnaird says small business will take the toll from the income tax hike as well.
It's not going to balance. The governor said he had to have a neutral, revenue neutral, which means that it doesn't bring in any more or lose any more than the present system. But that isn't what happens. We're going to have a big hole.
With the tax cuts, the government will raise $500 million less dollars adding up to $2.5 billion over the next 5 years. Republican legislature members are assuming that the business boom will fill the loss, but Senator Kinnaird says she thinks this will create a devastating hole in the economy.
They're counting on the economy. They call them the job creators, the wealthy are called the job creators. In 2008, when the Bush tax credit was started, they didn't create any jobs. Here we are, no jobs created. When they talk about job creators, that's just false. Unfortunately, all of the middle class and lower class people are going to pay for it.
Corporate tax rates are lowering to from the current 6.9% to 5% by 2014. Eventually, Senator Kinnaird says the Republican representatives and senators are claiming that a reduction in taxes will encourage businesses to hire more people, relieving the high unemployment rate. Senator Kinnaird discredits this claim. She says small businesses cannot afford to hire any more employees under the tax reform, but larger corporations will continue to employ people as normal.
Small businesses are the backbone of our economy. They drive our economy. 300,000 businesses are now going to be taxed more. A small business owner pays taxes as though they were his individual tax, like his income. And that means that he's going to have a huge tax bill because that's not going to be changed.
After the many tax cuts, Senator Kinnaird says the bill will unfairly benefit the wealthy while hurting the lower class. She says the holes the tax reform creates in the economy cannot even out, and she compares it to a reverse Robin Hood. Take from the working poor and give to the wealthy. To read this full story, you can view it on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Traffic and weather together now on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carrboro. Well, not much happening in the way of traffic so far this morning. The situation will certainly change in just a little while here when everybody gets out on the road. Rand Northam will be reporting on traffic this morning. As usual, if you spot any kind of accidents or any kind of delay out there this morning, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. Let us know. You become a WCHL road warrior, and we will pass along the word. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today on the low 90s, tonight partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, more of the same, partly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the high once again in the low 90s. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 to WCHL. And time now for David Letterman and a top 10 list.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
So here we have now top 10 signs you're at a bad amusement park. Because we don't wish them ill, but we have every reason to believe that this will not be a good amusement park.
I see.
So signs now that you're at a bad amusement park. Here we go, number 10. Roller coaster has 7 loops, 0 safety harnesses. Number 9, sign reads, you must be this tall to exit. Number 8, mascots walk around asking for spare change. Number 7, before getting on ride, operator checks your inseam. Now, wait a minute. That's That's not a bad deal. Not exactly a bad deal. Number six, fine print on each ticket says they can harvest your organ. Organs. Harvest your organs. So-called ride is just some guy shoving you for 2 minutes. Number four. Log flume is bring your own log. Number three. And then they harvest your log. Most popular ride, the shuttle to the parking lot. Number two. The poor bastards only have five flags. And the number one sign, you're at a bad amusement park. Mr. Toad just gave your wife a wild ride.
Oh, my goodness. Dave Letterman. And the top 10 list on WCHL.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by Fitch Lumber and Hardware. In the annual ESPYs Award show on ESPN Wednesday night, UNC was the only school in the country with two nominees, two of the four, as a matter of fact, for an ESPY as Best Female College Athlete of the Year. Kara Cannizzaro of the Tar Heel lacrosse team and Crystal Dunn of women's soccer each led their teams to the national championships in their respective sports. The winner was Brittany Griner of Baylor basketball, who led her team to the 2012 national championship. The winners are chosen in a vote of fans and announced in an Oscar-like ESPN telecast from Los Angeles. Tar Heels senior quarterback Bryn Renner was named to the 2013 Davy O'Brien Award watch list on Wednesday. This preseason nomination is Renner's second, having also been named to the Maxwell Award list on July 8th. The O'Brien Award goes to the nation's most outstanding college signal caller at the close of the season. Renner will also be looking to stake his claim to some UNC football records in 2013, following a prolific 2012 campaign featuring 3,356 yards and a school record 28 touchdowns. Entering his senior season, Renner trails T.J. Yates and Darian Durant in all four major passing categories. Tar Heel alum Nicholas Monroe captured his maiden ATP World Doubles Championships on Sunday, continuing his steady progress up through the professional tennis ranks, pairing with German Simon Stadler. Monroe defeated the singles winner Carlos Berloc from Argentina and his partner Albert Ramos from Spain by a score of 6-2, 3-6, 10-3 in the final. Along their way to the title, Monroe and Stadler defeated the top-seeded team in straight sets. The win bumps Monroe up to a career-high world doubles ranking. As of Monday, he was ranked 60th in the ATP standings. A 2004 UNC graduate, Monroe earned All-America honors and was given the Arthur Ashe Mideast Region Leadership Sportsmanship Award during his career in Chapel Hill. To read the full story, you can view it on our website at chapelbruno.com. 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by LifeLock, not only guarding your identity, your good name, and credit, but also monitoring your bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Charles Osgood. Markets are supposed to be self-adjusting, but there is a snag in the U.S. labor market right now, says Brent Rasmussen, the president of Career Builder.
More than a third of hiring managers that we talk to currently have positions that have remained open for more than 3 months, which is causing an issue inside their own organizations and trying to find talent.
It's like trying to put a picture puzzle together, but the pieces won't fit.
What employers are seeing is an abundant pool of available talent that just doesn't fit the opportunities that they're trying to hire for.
Whose fault is that? We'll talk about it after this. You don't want to learn about identity theft the hard way, as Don did. His dream of owning a home was crushed. He became a victim of identity theft and didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous and confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Identity theft has become so complex that you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me of why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. 1-800-838-8040. That's 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
With so many experienced people still unemployed, companies figure that they should be able to find exactly the right people to fill exactly the jobs they have open. But Brent Rasmussen, who runs a company of his own, CareerBuilder, says it's not that simple.
Well, we still have a problem in the United States in terms of the skills gap. And I think you're going to see an even more pronounced issue with that in the coming years. Unless employers are willing to place a greater emphasis on on-the-job training or formal education or reskilling their own workforce.
Sounds like a vicious circle.
It is a vicious circle in terms of the investment companies need to make for the talent that they want currently and in the future. There are people out there with skills that have skills that are closely matched to what they're looking for, but they would just need a little additional training. And if companies aren't willing to make that investment, we're going to have the same problem not only in 2013 and 14, but all the way into 2020.
Businesses can't live by cost-cutting alone. Aren't they going to have to hire more people and give them the training?
Well, we continue to see extremely slow job growth in the United States. But as the economy improves, they're going to have to. If they want to grow revenues, they're going to be forced to hire and train these individuals.
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
Literally thousands of rings on sale this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Get unbelievable sale prices on all rings this weekend only. All wedding bands, all anniversary bands, all designer engagement ring mounting, three stone rings, special pricing across the board. Plus, ring designers are here from New York showcasing all the latest styles and all on sale. Don't miss the extra savings at Diamonds Direct's largest ever ring event. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming's.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee, we guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
You might think we've seen enough heat and water this summer, but on Friday night, July 26th, from 7 to 10 p.m., at the University Inn Ballroom near Timeout Sports Bar, Liquid Pleasure is turning up the heat with a charity concert for Paws Forever to benefit the animals in Orange and surrounding counties. Check out our events page at pawsforever.org for Liquid Summer 2013 to purchase your tickets or make a donation. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about the animals in our community.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Guard Your ID of Plus Corporation of America. It's half off. $47 for a Your ID stamp set now for $25. Don't wait for someone to steal your identity. Protect it now with a Guard Your ID stamp set. These stamps are designed to conceal private information with a unique pattern that you can stamp onto old bank statements or any other documents. Say goodbye to the paper shredder. This deal includes one large stamp and pad refill, one roller mini and refill, and free shipping. It's half off from Guard Your ID. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 74 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Kind of a typical forecast for this time of the year. High today in the low 90s. So another hot, muggy day on the way. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain, low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, more of the same on the way. Your bottom of the hour local news on the way on WCHL. It's 6:31.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Can't beat it, but how do you cope with the heat wave that's oppressive to these New York City residents?
In the summer, you know, you keep shorter hair, cut the long hair off.
A cold rag on your head, that always does it for me.
WCBS meteorologist Vanessa Murdoch says in New York City,
it will be the hottest day today for the seven-day stretch of this heat wave, 98 in the city. Basically, it's mid and upper 90s for most, feeling like 100 to 105.
This EMT has been out on a number of heat-related calls.
We really have to watch out for heat stroke, heat exhaustion,
As a matter of fact, they are dropping like flies.
Correspondent Catherine Brown says as the heat wave moves into a fifth day,
health experts say the best way to stay cool is to stay hydrated. No surprise there, but not with just anything. Doctors recommend bottled water with added electrolytes.
In Indiana, in Indianapolis, 300 residents at a senior community were evacuated when the power and the AC went out. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. It's 74 degrees, partly sunny, slight chance of rain today, high today in the low 90s. More locals are jumping into the race to represent you with less than 2 days until the filing period ends. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
Andrew Davidson filed on Wednesday to run for Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board. And earlier this week, Megan Layla Carmichael filed to run for the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners. Davidson is running for one of three available seats on the school board. One of those seats will be open. Current board member Gregory McElveen is an incumbent whose term expires this year. He says he will not be running for re-election. The other two incumbents, James Barrett and Michelle Brownstein, have both already filed for re-election. Davidson has been chair of the Frank Porter Graham School Improvement Team for the past year. He was a member of the team while the school was transitioning to a dual language program.
Serving during the year where that decision was made and then being the chair during transition year, I think it was about as relevant experience as you can get.
Davidson says his main goal, if elected, is closing the achievement gap in the area. He says it's a problem that some schools provide world-class primary school education, direct quote, while others leave students ill-prepared.
If you are part of an at-risk population, for no fault of the board, I think it's a factor of circumstance, those students aren't receiving the same level of education.
On FPG's bilingual program, Davidson says he will not jeopardize its implementation as a member of the school board, but he does say he feels it only tackles some of the issues with the achievement gap.
Where I see the main focus is on addressing the achievement gap are other two main at-risk populations, which are the African-American population and the Karen population.
Meanwhile, in Hillsborough, two seats are available on the town's Board of Commissioners. Neither of the two incumbents are running this year. Carmichael is one of three local residents who has filed to run for those two open seats. She's a certified public accountant. She says she's never run for public office before, but she's excited for the chance to work for Hillsborough.
I spend a lot of time in Hillsborough and have been connected with a lot of my neighbors and community members, and I just want to make sure that the voices of all Hillsborough residents are represented.
Carmichael says her main concern is making sure that the coming developments to the town are sustainable.
We want it to grow and we want it to thrive and we want it to be a prosperous community, but we also want to make sure that it grows in a way that's sustainable so that it can continue to prosper moving forward.
One way Carmichael proposes doing this is carefully watching the permits that businesses and other contractors have when coming to Hillsborough.
Making sure that they are working in their development plans to work with the town in moving projects forward as opposed to just thinking about their own development.
Again, Carmichael filed earlier this week to run. Davidson filed on Wednesday. He joins two others who also filed on Wednesday to run for a local office. Ignacio Tsumas also filed to run for Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board. He joins again the two incumbents, James Barrett and Michelle Brownstein. And in Carborough, Kurt Stolka became the fourth official candidate for Carborough Board of Aldermen. The other three candidates are the three incumbents, Randy Haven O'Donnell, Sammy Slade, and Jacqueline Gist. The deadline to file for municipal or school board office is July 19th, this Friday at noon. Election day itself is November 5th. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Members of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board hope to adopt a new budget tonight, despite the fact that the General Assembly spending plan is still up in the air. School officials are looking to trim the local budget in anticipation of state-level cuts that could cost the district up to $1.3 million of funding for teaching assistants. The school board spent much of its last meeting reevaluating spending priorities to make sure enough local funding is set aside to cover the budget shortfall. But administrators are backing away from a plan to cut the number of gifted education specialists at each elementary, recommending that the district forego hiring new middle school literacy coaches instead. The legislature is still working out the details of next year's state budget. If the state cuts prove to be more than anticipated, school officials say they will have to make do with one less teaching assistant at each of the district's 11 elementary schools. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. North Carolina Senate Republicans want to hurry legislative activity along now that the tax overhaul is heading to Governor McCrory. But House counterparts aren't in a big rush to spend the weekend in Raleigh. Senate Rules Committee Chairman Tom Apodaca of Hendersonville announced on Wednesday debate for some bills would occur during a rare Saturday session. But he told reporters later he's unsure what will happen. House Rules Chairman Representative Tim Moore of Kings Mountain says he sees no reason to work this week beyond Thursday as normal. He says budget negotiators can remain in Raleigh and is hopeful this year's session can end next week. GOP leaders want to pass voter ID legislation, stronger abortion rules, and a regulatory reform package in addition to the budget before final adjournment. A North Carolina House debate on a resolution backing constitutional gun rights prompted concerns from Democrats who argue that it criticized national leaders for proposing rules the resolution says would infringe on those rights. The resolution, backed by a 73-35 vote on Wednesday, doesn't have much force of law and will be sent to members of North Carolina's congressional delegation. Resolution sponsor Republican Michael Special of New Bern says the resolution's message is simple. The right to bear arms should not be infringed upon, and any gun restrictions coming from Washington are unconstitutional. Democrats say they supported the Second Amendment but took issue with language in the resolution, including words saying the president and vice president and members of Congress had proposed laws that would encroach on that right. Chapel Hill and Carrboro's Interfaith Council for Social Services said goodbye to its executive director of 17 years, Chris Moran. The Interfaith Council has been around since 1963, and its goals are to provide shelter, food, direct services, advocacy, and information to people in need. Moran, who was with the IFC for a total of 29 years, made the decision to retire due to medical reasons. We spoke with the interim executive director, John Dorward, about the lasting impact Chris Moran has left on the agency.
Chris has been the driving force of the IFC since he got here, and it's been wonderful. He has grown the agency. He has done some magnificent things throughout the community, so he will be missed.
Dorward and Moran have worked together for the last 10 years, and Dorward says he's confident that the transition between executive directors will be a smooth one, although Moran's impact won't easily be replaced.
Hopefully I'm up to that task. Those were some big shoes to fill, but I'll do my best to be able to do that. We have an active board of directors. We're just taking care of business and moving forward.
The early steps in developing a new community shelter in your community is underway, thanks to the Chapel Hill and Carrboro's Interfaith Council for Social Services. A two-story structure on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard will serve as a transitional housing facility for men. There will be 52 beds on a full-time basis and an additional 17 beds for emergency conditions such as adverse weather. Interim Executive Director Dorward says these kinds of community shelters are important given the lack of affordable housing in Chapel Hill, and especially in the wake of the June 30th flooding.
I'm not certain that everybody who was displaced has been able to figure it out. Not everybody has family or friends that can take them in.
Some residents in the MLK Jr. Boulevard community have responded skeptically to the construction of a shelter in their vicinity. Derwood says the IFC has already taken steps to address this issue through a good neighbor plan.
There will be a committee that oversees and that meets on a regular basis to see if there are issues, if there are problems, if there are things that come up once we get into the shelter.
While the IFC is waiting for more capital to build the shelter itself, already using some funds procured by U.S. Representative David Price, developers are grading and grassing over the land for the shelter site.
All goes well with that, and it is so far. We anticipate that in the spring of next year, we'll start building the facility, and by the end of next year, early part of 2015, we should be able to move in and begin the program anew over there.
The IFC shelter will be located at the northwest corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Homestead Road, right next to the United Church. WCHL News Time, 6:40, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Wiley Post has today's commentary, and he says, look what it took to rile up the governor. That's on the way, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics, a little Tar Heel trivia for you, all on WCHL in the next few minutes.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. The road is calling, and right now at Performance BMW, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 72 months on select certified pre-owned models, while other financing options are as low as 2.9% for up to 72 months, such as the 2010 BMW 328i for $384 per month.
Wow!
At Performance BMW, your options are virtually limitless. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service. BL1853, 72-month purchase at 2.9% APR. $2,500 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on selling price of $27,861. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for specified terms. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Coming up at the top of the hour on WCHL, we'll talk about the Rogers Eubanks neighborhood. It could be just a month away from finally setting a plan in place for a sewer system. And we will have all our stories, of course, as usual, on our website, chapelbro.com. You can check it out there. 6:43, 17 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Finally, the puppet has been offended, not by the hundreds of North Carolinians who have flocked to Raleigh every Monday for the past Moral Monday protest, not by the NAACP who has called out McCrory on how he has lost all control of his party in the General Assembly, not by the local papers that have been reporting his far-right agenda that has passed through this General Assembly, not even by Rachel Nash here at WCHL. He was offended by a newspaper editor 512 miles away in New York City, and not even a registered voter of North Carolina. Yes, our puppet governor was offended and replied to an article in the Times that called out his far-right agenda for the whole world to see. It told all America how, in January, after the election of Pat McCrory as a moderate governor, how the GOP took control of both legislative branches for the first time since Reconstruction. Since then, state government has become a demolition derby, tearing down years of progress in public education, tax policy, racial equality in the courtroom, and access to the ballot box. How could this be offensive? It's the truth. Our state has the fifth highest unemployment rate in the country, and many Republicans insulted the workers by blaming their joblessness on generous benefits. The cruelest decision by lawmakers went into effect this month, ending federal unemployment benefits for 70,000 residents. Another 100,000 will lose their checks later this year because our elected officials chose to give in to the corporations and not pass a jobs bill that is desperately needed. Those still receiving benefits will find that they have been cut by a third to a maximum of only $350 a week from $535. And the length of time they can receive benefits has been slashed from 26 weeks to as few as 12. In fact, North Carolina is the only state that has turned down long-term federal benefits because it wants to pay back the $2.5 billion it owes to Washington 3 years soon. How could this be offensive? It's the truth. So my question to the puppet, how can the truth be so offensive that you had to reply to him and not your voters? North Carolina was once considered a beacon of farsightedness of the South, an exception in a region of poor education, intolerance, and tight-fistedness. In a few short months, Republicans have begun to dismantle a reputation that took years to build with a new tax policy that will benefit Art Pope both as a citizen and a businessman, lowering his personal and corporate tax bill to zero. How could this be offensive? It's the truth. And this is why we post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ronstadt.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
With Jonathan Cooper going number 7 overall to the Arizona Cardinals and Sylvester Williams being chosen number 28 overall by the Denver Broncos, Carolina upped the number of first-round NFL draft picks to 6 since 2008, the most of any ACC team. It was also the first time in more than a decade that the Heels have had multiple first-round selections. Today's Tar Heel Trivia question asks, can you name the last time Carolina had multiple first-round selections in the NFL draft's first round? The answer, after this. We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Jonathan Cooper and Sylvester Williams became the latest in an impressive line of Tar Heel football players picked in the first round of the NFL draft. The duo also became the first pair of Heels selected in the draft's first round in more than a decade. Who was the last duo? Julius Peppers and Ryan Sims were both taken in the first round of the 2002 NFL draft. Peppers went number 2 overall, tying for the highest picked Tar Heel player ever to the Carolina Panthers, while Sims was drafted number 6 overall by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL, 6:48, 12 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, traffic and weather together, followed by celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
Bette Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
You can't miss Diamonds Direct Crabtree's largest ever ring event this weekend. Every ring is on sale. Thousands. It's a great time to take her existing diamond and give it new life with a fabulous new designer setting. Meet top designers and see all the latest styles and get special pricing on all wedding bands, all sapphire rings, all stackable rings, all three stone rings. It's 3 days of incredible savings on all rings. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming's.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro. So stop by or give them a call at 942-3153.
It is 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Now let's check in with Ram Northam for the first time today and get a look at morning traffic.
Good morning, Ron.
Yeah, good morning to
you.
Happy
Thursday to you.
All right.
Yeah. Traffic moving smoothly for the most part out there. 15501 northbound, seeing an early slowdown, though.
Just the morning commuters trying to get to work early this morning to try to get to the weekend earlier, maybe. Again, 1551 northbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40, seeing a small delay. Otherwise, things moving smoothly out there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you to do that safely.
I would call the color of that shirt this morning eggplant.
Eggplant, that's a good one.
That's really a cool color.
Yeah,
I like
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I like that a lot.
From always, the in-laws.
Always setting the pace as far as fashion is concerned at the WCHL studios. Rand North.
Thanks, Ron.
You look good, buddy. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, brought to you this morning by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, and they're guaranteed to taste great, and they're only 79 cents. Cruiser's, good to go. It's 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, tonight partly cloudy, slight chance of rain with a low in the low 70s, and then tomorrow partly sunny, slight chance of rain again with a high in the low 90s. The heat is not going anywhere. It's going to be with us for a while, no question about that. Time for celebrity birthdays. We got a whole bunch of them to talk about this morning. Former South African President Nelson Mandela is 95 years old today. Former Senator John Glenn from Ohio is 92. Skating champion and commentator Dick Button is 84 years old today. Singer Dion DiMucci is 74, otherwise known as just Dion. Actor James Brolin, 73. Baseball executive Joe Torre is 73. Martha Reeves of Vandellos fame, 72. Blues guitarist Lonnie Mack, 72. Going to Memphis. Actress Margot Martindale, 62. Singer Ricky Skaggs, 59. Actress Audrey Landers, 57 years old today. Golfer Nick Faldo is 56. Actress Anne-Marie Johnson, 53. Actress Elizabeth McGovern is 52. Actor Vin Diesel is 46 years old today. Former NBA All-Star Penny Hardaway, 42. Major League Baseball All-Star Torrey Hunter, 38 years old today. Movie director Jared Hess is 34. Actress Kristen Bell turns 33 today. And we have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Fiona Morgan has a birthday. John Paul McClellan, happy birthday, buddy. Jeff Fushi also celebrating a birthday today, as is Jason Baker. And our birthday winner of the day on WCHL is history teacher Bill Malaga from Chapel Hill High School. Congratulations, Bill. Hope it's a great birthday for you. We're going to get you a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard and at Metamont. Congratulations from UPS and all of us here at WCHL, Bill Malaga. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is WCHL, and I am ready for trivia.
Yes, you are. Yes, I am. Hopefully you are. You're sitting there. Maybe, you know, I had one person who called in and said she listens to us every day when she's in the shower.
Oh, my goodness. She's got nothing else, nothing better to do. Although that does give me a nice kind of mental image here. So
there we go. Better leave that one alone, man.
Yeah, I will.
Get the microphone, soap on a rope.
Yeah, I've had people tell me that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's amazing. You know, people getting up. A lot of people are driving into work.
Uh-huh.
Jesse Bassanite Jr., who's usually driving in or at work. And
A lot of people tell me they listen while they're, you know, still lying in bed in the morning. Other people say they listen while they're
listening to us sometimes
taking a shower
when they're just waking up.
Yeah.
That's like a double espresso.
Well, also, some people listen while they're eating breakfast.
Yeah, well, that's civil.
You know, I mean, heck, it varies.
Some people may be awakened by me and you singing Jumpin' Jack Flash one morning. That's not good.
And some people sleep right through it.
Yeah, as they should, I hope.
I'd be asleep if I didn't have to be here. At any rate, we appreciate your listening.
Yes, we do.
Wherever you are.
Today we're doing state flags.
Whatever you're doing.
State flags.
All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go, folks.
Throw it at me.
Here it comes.
Lay it on me, baby.
All right.
Remember that old song, Lay a Little Lovin' on Me?
Yeah.
Lay a Little Lovin' on Me. Robin McNamara.
Wow.
Why would I know that?
Yeah, that just kind of
I don't know.
Random. What is the only state flag of the 50 states that includes the Union Jack? The Union Jack, of course, the flag for Great Britain, the United Kingdom, if you will. What is the only state flag within the United States that includes the Union Jack?
Wow.
That's a tough one.
It really is a tough one. I don't know. I'll just tell you right up front.
It's a place where a lot of people would like to be.
Yeah. A lot of people, well, phone's already ringing.
Say,
so
we got,
somebody
we
knows.
Got some Renaissance people in this town.
Let me go get off the mic and get on the phone.
Bingo. Oh, and if you call and you get the correct answer.
Yeah, $10 gift card to Cruisers, where you are.
Good to go.
And you get the Swap Trivia Prize.
And if this person is wrong, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Yeah, keep calling. Don't
keep
give up.
Don't
give up. And if it goes to a recording or whatever, it does that after it rings like 10 times or something. Keep calling. Keep trying. Because okay. It may be that
we want a winner.
We just have not had the opportunity to get to the phone.
Right.
So keep trying.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
When our Chapel Hill community is in trouble, who do we turn to? Well, we rely heavily on our emergency responders. One such person is Robert Bosworth, the former Deputy Fire Chief and Special Operations Officer for the town of Chapel Hill. Robert Bosworth is Chapel Hill's Emergency Management Coordinator, and we certainly relied on him and all the other folks who worked with him during the recent flooding.
People need to be aware of their own situations. They need to be aware of what the weather's doing, and they also need to be aware of what risks where they're either working or living, what the risks are to those areas. If they are working or living in a flood-prone area, they need to be watching the weather more because we know just how quickly the water comes up. You need to be thinking about where you're going to park your car so that it doesn't get damaged by flood. You need to be aware of when it starts raining and do you have a way to get away from the, if you were in a flood-prone area, so that you don't get caught up in the flood, or other measures such as sheltering in place. If you're on a ground floor apartment, do you know that you can go to the second floor and wait it out? It's the same things that sort of are preached always in emergency management, which is be prepared to take care of yourself at the start of it all. And if you get into a situation where it is life and death, that's where the 911 calls are so important so that we can get the responders out to those areas. But the biggest thing is be aware of your situation.
Robert Bosworth is today's WCHL hometown hero. He could be our hometown hero every day of the year because he's always on duty. And he says the recent flooding that we got in our community was unfortunate, but if it happens again, he and the other responders will be just as ready as they can possibly be.
Some of the command and control stuff is heightened just because if we start seeing the storms building, we'll be more observant. We will have communication between the different departments. We'll be ready to put out barricades to the areas that we know flood. But the biggest thing that we're watching for is at what point do we trigger a full-blown response? And I think one of the things that we were taught is just how quickly that can happen. And I think we're sort of in that same vulnerable state just because there's nowhere really for the water to go. We're still so saturated on the ground. So probably the biggest thing that we're doing to prepare is the recognition of how vulnerable we are and making sure that we have those lines of communication up between the different departments so that we can respond as quickly as possible.
Robert Bosworth, longtime firefighter and the town of Chapel Hill's emergency management coordinator. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award on in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, listen, thanks for all the phone calls this morning, and congratulations to Al Jamison, who called in with the answer to the question this morning. The only state with a flag with the Union Jack on it is Hawaii. It's going to be hot and muggy today. It is 74 degrees in Chapel Hill right now.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals